Right, I'm reading from Mark in chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. From verse 35. And the same day, when the evening was come, he saith unto them, Let us go over and pass unto the other side. And when he had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind. And the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, the Lord Jesus, that is, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him. The Lord will bless the reading of his word. Every time I hear this portion of scripture being preached on, I'm hearing about the wind and the waves and the storm, and the disciples fearful and running to the Lord Jesus, Carest thou not that we perish? And the Lord Jesus rising and calming the storm and saying, Where's your faith? But I'll tell you, I've never heard anyone say something about just a little phrase that interests me. And it's found in verse 38. He was asleep in the hinder part of the ship. And just this little phrase, asleep on a pillow. There it's there. Asleep. On a pillow. As I say, you never hear anything else but the storm and the peace and the calm and the miraculous things, that the Lord Jesus did on this occasion. But I've never ever heard anyone speak about asleep on a pillow. You know, they had cried unto him, and what I was thinking about was the inclusion of the pillow. The inclusion of the pillow seems so insignificant, doesn't it? I mean, it's just a pillow. It's just a wee pillow. And yet here it is mentioned in the Word of God regarding the Son of God, this insignificant thing. Indeed, there was a great miracle worked that day. In verse 39, there was a great calm. But amidst all these great things, as I say, there was peace. Even before the Lord said, Peace, be still, he was at peace. He was asleep on a pillow. It's included. This insignificant thing is included in the Word of God. This Bible is not just for the important people of this world. This Bible and this Word of God is not just for the rich. This Word for the world. This is for everyone. And this insignificant object is in the Word of God. It's included, the inclusion of the pillow. And it's an astonishing thing that sometimes we feel inadequate. We feel insignificant. But I want to tell you this morning, as far as God is concerned, you are anything but insignificant. You are very, very important to God. You are included in the whosoever. When I said earlier on in the morning meeting, before the throne of God, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That included everyone. Not just those of us who are gathered this morning to remember the Lord Jesus. that included everyone outside and lost who knew nothing of him. And if you're here this morning and you know nothing of him, well, you might come to the meetings, but you don't know him in a personal way. I want to tell you this. You are significant to him. You are very, very important to God. Your soul is very, very important. The most precious thing that you have is housed in a building that is mortal. But within you, there is something that is immortal. There is within you, within your person, something that can never die. And I have to tell you this, in all sincerity this morning, if you care about God, if you care about Christ, you must care about your soul. You must. You must care about your soul. It's a never dying soul, never dying, eternal. And you have to have a care for where your soul will be in eternity when you pass from this world. Because I want to tell you that a body will be reunited with your soul in eternity. And you will enjoy the wonders and splendors of the presence of the Holy God, or you will suffer for all eternity in your body, in the body that will be given. For those in heaven, a new body, reunited with that eternal soul that is now within you. If you're not saved, cast away. Body, soul and spirit, cast into hell. A lost sinner's hell, that's what you face. And it's for all eternity. The inclusion of the pillar. Very important. Important to God. Sometimes you feel inadequate. Sometimes you're in the company of those who seem to know this book outside in. Even for a believer. I'm speaking to believers. And you feel so inadequate. You feel insignificant. Sometimes even in the meeting. Let me tell you. There's not a saint who's not significant. Every saint is significant to God. Every lost sinner is significant to the saint. Every believer in this room cares for you if you're not saved. And if the word saved bothers you, let me put it to you another way. If you're not saved, you're lost. And you will remain lost for all eternity. And I want to tell you that those who meet here in Bethany Hall in Paisley care for your soul. And they pray for you. And they have a desire that you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ in a personal way. They have a desire for you. They have the love of Christ spreading abroad for you. You're included. And they want you to be included in the saints. You know, you don't wait for 400 years, dead 400 years, and suddenly become a saint. That doesn't, dear me. We don't ask you to come to Bethany Hall for umpteen weeks and be instructed by us, and then we'll tell you that you can be part of the congregation, not at all. The very moment that you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Lord, I'm a sinner. I know you're right, Lord. Forgiveness is there. Salvation is there. Security is there for all eternity. And it's yours. Just by asking. And you're significant. The inclusion of the pillow. What about the instruction of the pillow? Speaks about rest, doesn't it? He was asleep on a pillow. I was speaking to some older folks a few weeks ago. And the older folks loved you to speak about years ago. Because my mother did. And I'm getting to the stage where Betty and I talk about years ago. I'm kind of nostalgic, you know. I'm like that. And I was speaking to these old folks and I was saying, remember the Cocorera? Everybody went to the Co. The TV wasn't full of adverts of Tesco. We've got 100,000 baskets cheaper than them. Asda. Hey? Don't go to Tesco because that's a pound and that's a pound. Listen, we've been to Asda, that's all lies. We've been to Tesco, that's all lies. And you've got to, I'm not advertising, but I've got to be fair to Morrison. They tell it how it is. If Morrison puts something on the television, you can get it and get it. At the price it says it on the television. We don't go to Tesco. It's just always seems to be you're tripping over stuff. It's so big. Boxes everywhere. We were in the other day, and I've got a Tesco Direct. There's a book with you. It's what I've got. We got something out there. Do you know what it said? It's not what it says in front of you when you're filling the wee form in, like you do in Argos. It's not like that. It says there, order and pick up. That's what it says. You going to read it? Order and pick up. Order and pick up. That's what it says. We ordered something. I said to Betty, order it and I'll pick it up when another one got it. And she went and ordered it and she came back and she said, it's a fiver. It's £5 more than it says in that catalogue. She said, you'll get it on Monday. Oh, I says, I still need to deliver it to the house light. She says, well, if you collect it here, it's still the same. I'm paying for Tesco's delivery. If I go and pick it up at the shop, I still pay that fiver that I would pay to get it delivered to the house. Can you believe that? Somebody's done it. You've done it, haven't you? Listen, I was saying to these folks, do you remember the Cooperator? You went into the Cooperator and all the stuff, it was just when I was in the shop, all the stuff from up the shelf. The odd places on them, it was all in the window, I know they put stamp things on them, but that's not what happened. I said, then you came, I served at the counter. I was only a wee manager, and I was only a boy at the time. You served at the counter, I was now going in and get a basket. See, you saw something, I thought you had a message, it was in your trolley. What did you believe then? And they had two bags. They had a bag for the potatoes, and they had a bag for the messages. And they put their toy bag up. Got the potatoes. Does the owner send in here? Got the potatoes. And it was half a stone of potatoes. And I said, you needed a big family, and they said, a stone of potatoes, because you had to get it back and wear them and carry them with you. And they had another bag at the shop and went in. And they carried them bags. These women carried these bags. They carried them to the bus stop. No taxi nags, it was illegal for a taxi to stop in the street. They carried the bags to the bus stop. They went home in the bus. They got off the bus with these bags in their house. The house could have been hundreds of yards away from the bus stop. That's true. I've seen it. And up hills. And I tell you, they were glad to go home. One old woman says, out loud, no half. They were glad to go home and rest. They would rest a while. Get them bags down. And rest. Before they did anything else. The Lord Jesus says this. You're burdened. These women went home burdened. And I tell you, they were glad to put that burden down. Am I right, girls? Glad to put it down and rest. The Lord Jesus says, you're burdened with sin. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You're burdened with sin, I tell you. If you're not saved, you're still carrying your own burden. You can't do it yourself. You can't come your own way. You must come His way. Come unto me. You come to the Lord Jesus Christ, dear friend, today, and you lay your burdens down at the cross. And you say, Lord Jesus, forgive me for all my sins. I thank you for dying for me. His blood paid the price to redeem you back to God. Bought out of the marketplace of sin into the family of God. The instruction of the pillar. Come unto me, all you that labour and heavy laden. I will give you rest. The impression of the pillow. Don't worry, I'm nearly finished. The impression of the pillow. I was also saying, you know, but my daughter, my granddaughter, she, every time she comes in, Gran, can I go on the computer for a wee while? And we say, aye, we'll watch what you're doing, and you go. I went in, she was up one day, she went into the room, the computer's in the bedroom, you know, it's a wee flat, we go. She went into the room and sat at the computer, and I said, right, I'll just go in, see what she's up to. And I just went in, I saw the pillow. I could see the bed. Computer's behind the door, you see. But I could see the indentation in the pillow. I could see the impression in the pillow. No, I went back to the pillow. She said, Grandpa, I was just leaning on it. Her impression was on the pillow. You know, when the Lord Jesus got up from that pillow, his impression was on the pillow. When you come to know him in a personal way, his impression's on you. Stamped with the likeness of Christ. The Holy Spirit comes to live within you and stamps the likeness of Christ in your life. Now, what about you? What kind of impression do I make outside? Is it that I walk away from people and leave the impression of Christ? Did I go away to Paisley this morning and say, it's only Tommy who's in there? Do you leave here today and the Lord says, he's left an impression on me. He's come to know me in a personal way. He's asked for forgiveness. You can leave an impression on the Lord. You can leave an impression in his heart. And I'll tell you, he'll leave an impression on you for eternity. His impression will be on you for eternity. His impression was on the pillow. Well, we've finished the illustration of the pillow. You know, this pillow, we were taking out when we were national. We were on a boat. It was similar. They have, if any of you been, you know what I'm talking about. They have similar boats. One in particular, identical as they can get it, to the way the boat was that the Lord Jesus would be on at that particular time. And there's a part of the boat that's inside the boat shape. And I asked about this pillow. And I've read about leather and something like Rex. He says nonsense. It would only be some kind of hessian stuff, and it would only be some straw, that's what would be in it. And it would be thrown in there. That would be the space where your head would be. You know, it might be that you're sitting in this hall and inside there's nothing. Nothing accountable. Outside even, you don't show Christ. Nothing. It's just an old piece of hessian and just some straw. If you're not saved this morning, I want to be very kind to you. And I'm speaking from my heart, I really want to be kind to you. Because we want you saved. And I want to tell you this. If you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ in a personal way, there's something valuable in you that will become even more valuable. The Lord Jesus will come and make his abode with you. And outside there'll be something more valuable. You will show Jesus Christ. You'll be much more valuable even to yourself. I don't mean pride. I mean more valuable to yourself. Your life will take on a new dimension. Do you know, the Lord Jesus can come into your heart, leave his impression on you, give you peace. And we just pray today that that's what you will do. Do you know, if you come to know him today, I guarantee this. It's a guarantee. We can absolutely guarantee this. That if you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, you feel insignificant. You're included. Don't think you're insignificant. You take the instruction from this wee pillar that speaks about rest and leave your burden of sin at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll find rest for your soul. You think of the impression of the pillow, and you want Him to put an impression on your life, and you want to impress Him by accepting Him as your own personal Saviour. And you take the illustration of the pillow. You know, you might think, even if you're saved, I'm insignificant. So is the pillow. But you can pray, "Oh, Tommy, I haven't been well and I'm kind of past it." And let me tell you, I want to encourage you, dear saints, especially people who have had it difficult with their health and everything. Don't you worry. The Lord's got something for you. Don't you worry. Even if you can only sit at home and pray, you're significant, dear saint of God, I tell you. Even if you can only sit in the room and pray, because I know an old woman that did that. And her prayers were answered in a magnificent way. If you're not saved, if you don't know the Lord Jesus in a personal way, and you're coming to the meetings, I tell you, I'm praying that you'll get saved. You speak to somebody. The saints care about you and the Lord cares about you. But you know, I'm finished, don't worry. Through all that storm, there was peace. And you know what the Lord Jesus had said to them when we read it? "Let's go over to the other side." They were going to the other side because He said it. It was guaranteed. And anyway, there was a storm. He knew about it. Every storm in your life, He knows about it. He can fix it. May you depend on Him. May you come to know Him. And may the Lord bless each and every one. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate coming to Paisley. Thanks. Let's pray. Father God, we give Thee thanks for all Thy goodness to us. Bless Thy people, we pray. We thank Thee again for the Lord Jesus. We thank Thee that He's even willing to come and to take our place in that dreadful cross. We give thanks for such an exhibition of the love of God, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and Paul could say, "Of whom I am chief." And Lord, if Paul was the chief of sinners, anyone in this room can come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Saviour and have their sins forgotten, forgiven for all eternity. Remember the dear saints here, those who are unwell. We want to remember our dear brother Archie Gibson. We do commend him to Thee. Anne and his dear wife, we commend them to Thee. We ask Thy blessing upon all the family. We want to remember those in fellowship who have been unwell and who are recovering. And we thank Thee for our dear brother and his service with the senior citizens. We pray that he will grow stronger as the weeks and months go by. Remember the children where they are. Be with them and bless them richly, we pray. Part us with Thy blessing, Lord, for we ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus, who is worthy. Amen. Thank you so much.